Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hello and welcome to Ask a Cheesehead. I'm your host, Brian Rago. In today's show, I'll be talking Packer sports and life with my guest, Big Mac. Before I get to my guest, I want to give a huge shout out to the OAP Network for giving me the opportunity to express my opinions. And there is a special giveaway. If you do follow us on the Ohana Packers Twitter account, if they hit 523 followers, they're giving away a Jair Alexander 8x10 photo. So, Big Mac, or can I call you John?
You can call me John.
John, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, I'm an electrician for Radke Reuter Electric in Shawano. I'm originally from Oconto. Grew up in the Wisconsin my whole life. Got into the electrical field about 20 years ago or so.
Sure.
I really enjoy doing it. I've got 4 kids of my own. Between me and the missus, we have 7 total. So not all of them are here at once, but
yeah,
right. It's a house full. It's never a dull moment, as you know, you have kids.
Yeah, I got 5 kids myself, so I know how that goes. You want to quick give your thought on the draft so far?
I think Chicago nailed it.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Caleb Williams. I don't trust the Bears developing a quarterback at this point yet, but I think they gave him a weapon. They got weapons around him. If they can protect the quarterback, they should be tough.
Yeah, that seems to be a problem, though. They're not addressing the offensive line yet.
But they
only have 4 draft picks, don't they?
Yeah, but they nailed it with their first 2. I think they got a hell of a receiver.
Yeah. I still think they made a big mistake getting rid of Justin Fields. I mean, I've said it over and over again. I never thought that Ohio State quarterbacks did good in the NFL. But he was the one that I was afraid of playing. Not afraid, but like knew he would be decent. He had the arm. He had the speed. I think he has a better arm than Caleb Williams. I think he's faster than Caleb Williams.
I think Caleb's got more higher upside. I think Justin Fields was more of a one-read quarterback because every time you took the first read away, he just wanted to run.
Yeah.
But that seems to be the problem with all Chicago quarterbacks. You take away their first read and they're toast.
Yeah, and I was joking on Twitter yesterday or last night and today about, well, he ain't going to be able to get the ball when he's on his back, you know. I just hope that, at least against the Packers, hope we can just blow up that offensive line and get in there and disrupt them and make them look terrible, worse than he already is.
Yeah.
What made you become a Packer fan? Is this, you just grew up watching the Packers, your parents, grandparents?
Well, I went to my first Packer game. It was, I believe it was 1989 season opener against Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Sterling Sharp, Don Majkowski. You know, 89 was a good year, 10-6. They missed the playoffs, but
sure.
That kind of led up to everything. 89, they peaked, and then they kind of went downhill from there with Lindy Infante, but that kind of set their franchise up to kind of rebound from the terrible 70s and early 80s.
Right.
Sterling Sharp made me a forever Packer fan, though. He was my guy.
I can remember that game against the Lions in the Metrodome where Favre went from one side all the way to the other. Then he launched it all the way across, you know, for the touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
That far pass will always stick in my head. I thought that was
– yeah.
Same for me. I remember growing up, I don't know, I was born in 82. Well, about the time they got Brett Favre and they were playing against – you know, I remember watching them play against the Buccaneers and how good of a, you know, rivalry it was. And then you had the Favre and Warren Sapp going back and forth. And it's just – Favre made it fun to watch. You know, I can remember Favre running around with a big smile on his face, like he's having a time of his life playing football, you know. So it drew me in big time.
Yeah, Favre was definitely the childhood enthusiasm, but he made it fun to watch.
For sure. It's too bad some of the things that came out towards the end of his career and even in retirement, some of the things he did. But everyone's human. We all make mistakes, and some are more publicized than others, and that's just the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand, and he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, would you say Sterling Sharp is your favorite Packer?
Of all time?
Yeah.
I would say, Sterling Sharp. And then probably Davante Adams.
Okay.
I played receiver and stuff in high school and because of Sterling Sharp. So.
Okay. Same number?
Yeah, I wore 84, but I was tiny, man. I was like 140 pounds as a senior. So
no, I wish I was like 255 as a senior. But yeah, I played offense and defensive tackle in football in high school. So actually, even in middle school, I played that. But Favre Rogers, who's your favorite?
I loved them both. I liked Rodgers that he didn't turn the ball over, but at times I'd get pissed off because I felt he should have done more instead of throwing it into the dirt all the time,
right?
To avoid the interception. I think Rodgers, if he had more of a gunslinger attitude, could have been a lot better,
right?
Because he didn't get, like, even the last few years here, he didn't give the receivers a chance. If it wasn't Davante Adams, he wasn't throwing the ball.
Well, that's just it too. You think back to the last few years that we had Davante, even the last year, he would hang on to the ball or they'd know where the ball is going. It's such an easy offense to defend when you know where the ball is going.
Well, that last game against San Francisco, he forced it to Adams, and he had Equanimous St. Brown running deep down the sideline with nobody with him. All he had to do was throw it up. That would have been a touchdown.
Yeah, but I mean, they read his eyes and they knew, you know.
Yeah.
Devontae's
cover Adams.
You know where he's going, and that's
yeah.
It's just easy to cover that kind of an offense. Yeah. I think they're gonna get more interior linemen or offensive linemen. I think they're gonna get some more depth on the defensive line for rotation, so they keep the D line fresh, and gotta think get a middle linebacker as well.
I want Colson from Michigan.
Him or Chris Jenkins Jr.?
I take them both.
Yeah,
to be honest with you,
I'm a huge. I don't know if it's because of his name, but he's good. Ha or not? Ha ha. Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama.
What do you think? He wouldn't be bad. I don't mind him. If I'm picking though, I think he might be gone by the time they get on the clock at 41. I think they're going to take two linebackers today, and then probably a defensive back like Cole Bishop from Utah.
Yep.
He's got a really high RAS score. He fits everything Goot drafts. And he's in the box. He can play single high, or he can play in the box.
Do you think they're going to try to address the safety position, or do you think they're waiting to see what plays out and maybe sign Rudy Ford back or get Justin Simmons?
I don't think I think they're done with free agency because they got to pay Jordan Love.
Yeah.
He's going to take a big chunk of that cap, the 20 million or whatever.
Then you got to figure next year we'll get a bunch of it back because when we have both Bakhtiari and Aaron cleared off the cap, then
that's like 60 million. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could do a lot with that money. And that's people don't realize that we weren't able to go out and get Aaron what he wanted because he was taking all the money to win, to win eight games, you know, seven games.
At the same time, it's the Packer way to throw money at the quarterback and then kind of keep him quiet, not to have input. It's been that way since Favre.
Yeah, and the thing that upset me about Aaron Rodgers, like his last year, he was playing with a broken thumb all year long.
Yeah. You know,
just take him for the team and put it in Love. I mean, I know his ego's so big he probably didn't want to, but give the young guy a chance. If you're not doing jack squat with a broken thumb, put somebody in there who's healthy.
Well, when Jordan Love came in against Philadelphia and lit him up in the second half, I was like, "This kid's ready."
Yeah, it's crazy how we can have go from Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love, and then you have the Bears who have had like 35 quarterbacks in the last 15 years that couldn't even be mentioned in the same sentence without being called a failure.
Every 3 years, they're drafting a quarterback in the top 10, it seems.
Remember the talk when they got Fields? He was going to be the king of the North.
Yep.
King of the North. But I think he's going to go to Pittsburgh. I know they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, but I think he's going to take over starting by mid-season.
I don't know.
I hope he does.
I mean, I'd like to see it, but I think Russell Wilson didn't play bad last year in Denver.
Yeah.
But he had 25 touchdowns, like six or eight interceptions. Their defense just fell apart. He wasn't they were bad.
They benched him, too, the last how many games, right?
Yeah, I don't understand. I never understood that. I'm not a Sean Payton fan for that reason.
Well, I'm not a Sean Payton fan because of Bonygate.
Well, that too.
He just seems like he just thinks he's so good, but he's whatever. Most remarkable or most memorable Packer game?
Oh, I want to say that Antonio Freeman game against Minnesota where he caught the ball off his back.
Yeah.
Where he was sliding on it. That was probably the most memorable fourth quarter comeback I've ever seen in my life. Like the most amazing catch I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's up there for sure. My most memorable game, I went to the Lions game at Lambeau remember who number 14 was for the Lions quarterback? He was a scrambling quarterback. He was a
what
back
year.
Was it like Sean? It wasn't Sean King. It was a year Woodson made the cover of Sports Illustrated diving in the end zone. He had two picks that game, and one was a pick six. He's number 14. He was hurt.
It wasn't Orlovsky, was it?
No. Anyway, Woodson's my favorite player of all time. So being there and being able to witness him just take over on defense was probably my most memorable game. And I was actually at the game, too, so that made it even better. Who was it? I don't remember. Oh, well.
Yeah, I got a Woodson jersey hanging up here somewhere, too.
Yeah, I have two in my closet. Three in my closet.
I had a jinx going. Every time I bought a jersey, the guy was off the Packers the next year.
Yeah. So
Jordan Love broke it. I bought the Jordan Love jersey last year, so he broke the streak.
Yeah, I have a green Woodson jersey. I have a custom black one with black lettering with like forest green outline of the lettering. And then I have a Oakland Raiders Woodson jersey just because it's Woodson. And I got the jersey the year the Raiders played the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, Woodson was one of my favorite players.
He was my favorite player in college. Just a huge Wisconsin fan, saw Woodson play for Michigan, and he just played defense the way you're supposed to play it, you know?
He did everything at Michigan, man. He was amazing.
Offense, defense, punt returns, kick returns. He was, for only defensive player to win the Heisman?
Yeah, last defensive player. Not the only one, but I think he was the last.
And that's 26 years?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good record.
Yeah, my senior year in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, what was my senior year? 01? Yeah. When you hear Green Bay, what do you think of?
Obviously, the Packers is the first thing that comes to mind when you see Green Bay, but personally, I think there's fun stuff. You got Funfair at Glen Park. If you've ever been there, they got that waterfall you can go behind.
Yep.
Then I think Bay Beach, the wildlife sanctuary. There's tons of stuff to do in Green Bay besides the Packers.
Yeah, well, even they built up around Lambeau Field, too, for the kids. I know last weekend my daughter was there for some – what was it they were there for? Anyway, my wife took her there and met up with one of her friends and did something at Aaron's Park. So anyway, there's just stuff all around to do, you know, and it's not that far from other cities like Appleton or go a little north. So you're from Oconto, right?
Yep.
So, there's stuff up there to do. There's camping to do. There's not that far from Sturgeon Bay, Door County.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot to do. So do you live in Green Bay or do you live in Oconto?
I live in Oconto.
Okay. I think I know someone from Oconto. Maybe not.
Probably. It's a small town, but everybody's connected by five people, they say. So.
David Radke. No.
I know the name. I think I went to school with him. He might have been a grade or two behind me.
Yeah. Okay. I worked with him years ago when I worked for 7-Up.
Okay.
Do you know how many number one picks the Packers have had in the history of the team?
Number one overall?
Yeah.
I want to say it's less than five.
Yeah, I had the Cheesehead Nerd on my on a podcast, and he told me they've had two.
I was going to say, yeah, I thought it was like single digits, less than five.
Yeah, Paul Harvey, and then a quarterback with the last name of Duncan. I forgot his first name, but
and it was like in the 1930s, right?
I think Duncan was like in the 19. I don't remember, but yeah, it's crazy to think of a franchise that's been around for over 100 years has had two number one overall first round picks in 115 or 105 years. Hey,
that's nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you look at the Lions, in the early 2000s, how many number one picks did they have? And they always drafted bust receivers. Carlos Rogers and
took a receiver every year for like 5 years straight.
And they're all terrible.
except well, I liked Williams, but he was good in Detroit and then just flamed right out in Dallas. He was like a stud at Texas.
Yeah, he was. He was awesome. He was really good. Biggest draft bust in your lifetime.
Everybody's going to say Tony Mandrich at my age, but I want to say Ahmad Carroll.
Yeah, he was terrible. He wasn't even that good in college, was he?
Not really. He they went against every – after they drafted Terrell Buckley in, like, 93, they set a standard at corner where they didn't draft a corner that was under like 5'10". And then Carroll came out. He was 5'9", short. He was quick, but he could not cover. Like, he was just terrible.
Yeah. Johnny Football? No, for the Packers. My little boy said Johnny Football. He was a bust too.
Yeah, he couldn't read a defense to save his life.
But yeah. That was. Do you think they'll trade draft picks in this year's draft?
I don't know. I haven't been watching. I got it out in the – oh, no, a hockey game came on. But I was trying to watch the draft too. But I think they're going to – they might move around in the second and third round a little bit to get a guy they want.
I think they're going to maybe make some – try to go heavier on offensive line if they do trade, because they got to protect Jordan Love. That's got to be number one. If you're going to extend him, you got to keep him up on his feet.
They drafted a tackle last night. I think he's going to probably – they might move Zach Tom to center. You read the articles where they view him as a Hall of Fame center. I always thought he was better at center. But, he's a hell of a lineman. He could play wherever you want, just like Elgton Jenkins.
Yeah.
And then the kid they drafted last night can play all over too, so he's not just technically a tackle.
Yeah,
but I think they gotta let Rashid Walker try to. That's his job to lose. He played great down the stretch last year.
Yeah,
he's got the prototypical size.
Nothing like lighting a fire under someone's ass to keep their starting job. You know.
I also like that there's that left tackle from like North Dakota State or South Dakota, one of the two.
I know who you're talking about. I've seen him pop up in a couple of mock drafts.
Yeah, he's really athletic. I like him. I kept mocking him or Tucker Kraft last year because he was so athletic, and I was glad they got him. And this kid, I like him too.
Did you see the video on Twitter of Jordan Morgan pancaking or flattening that Liutu from UCLA?
Yeah,
on the edge.
He's a hell of an athlete for an offensive lineman. They project him to guard, but I don't know. Green Bay, he could play wherever. I wouldn't mind sticking him at right tackle and just ending the Josh Myers experiment already.
Right. Who would you move to left tackle?
I'd leave Rashid Walker there.
Yeah, protecting blindside.
And he held up all last year. He did damn good against San Francisco.
Yeah.
And he has a second-year player. It's his job to lose at this point in my mind, but I kind of like the Dillard signing too, though.
Yeah.
He's a freak athlete and he's never had an offensive line coach like Steno. So,
yeah, it's crazy. This is kind of like off topic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To see this offense that we ran this last year without somebody throwing the ball, it's changing the plays and having more input than you probably should. This is why they brought Matt LaFleur in, the coach, is to run the style of offense. And when you're running an offense with a quarterback that has his favorites, you know where he's going. Yep. And this year more than last year, we know what we have in the deck of cards. We know what we have to play with. I mean, a year ago yesterday, we traded Aaron Rodgers.
Do you remember, what was it, 2018, the year the Patriots came back from 28-3 in the Super Bowl? We lost to Atlanta in the playoffs.
Yep.
With Ladarius Gunther at cornerback.
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers said after the game he wanted that kind of offense, that Kyle Shanahan offense. And then we get that style of offense, and Aaron Rodgers absolutely hated it.
Yeah.
It schemes wide receivers open, and Jordan Love took advantage of that down the stretch last year, and he just threw to the open man. And
yeah, I mean, that's just spread the ball around and do quarterback 101, throw the ball to the open man. Yep. I mean, it's don't force it somewhere it's going to be a turnover.
Like, that was probably my biggest knock on Aaron Rodgers is you had Brett Favre, who made guys like Antonio Freeman, Corey Bradford, Billy Schrader, household names, and those guys were not elite receivers by any means. Freeman had a few good years, but he wasn't a game-changing receiver like the loaded weapon they gave Aaron Rodgers, loaded receiving corps.
Right. And
you look at the 2011, JerMichael Finley, Greg Jennings.
That cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
James Jones, Randall Cobb, Finley, Jennings.
Just loaded. Favre never had a receiving corps like that. Ever, yeah. Except maybe his last year when he had Jennings and Driver. That was probably the most loaded receiving room he had.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers, once they got the young guys and all those guys were gone, that's when I started losing faith in him. Like, he's not going to take advantage of the talent he's got.
Yeah,
trust guys.
I like the fact that Love drops back and he makes quick and good decisions. You can see him, like, going through his reads, looking around the field, and it just blew my mind how last year, what was that play where was it Musgrave was, like, wide open? Was that against Dallas?
And he fell down. Against Dallas, he stayed on his feet because at the end of in the locker room at the end, LaFleur read the tweet, Musgrave stayed on his feet.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think is Goody's best draft class? What year?
Last year.
Last year?
Last year nailed it.
Yeah.
The
last 2 years, I think.
I think it's ultimately going to go down as probably 2020 with Jordan Love might be his best if Love keeps developing.
Yeah, we only got Love and A.J. Dillon. Is DeGuara still on the team?
He signed in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right. He did. He went to Jacksonville. So we got Love and Dillon.
Out of that draft. But you get a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback that trumps everything.
It. It's definitely worth it. I mean, you look back, I think even 2021, I mean, the only good thing we got out of that was Stokes. I think he comes back healthy this year. It makes a difference. He has the speed to recover and make plays.
He does, but his ball skills are lacking. Like, you watch him, and he can't track the ball well. That was like, even as a rookie, like, he would be there on plays, but he couldn't track the ball. If he learns how to track the ball like Charles Woodson or one of the elite corners Green Bay's always had, he could be deadly. But he's got to develop the ball tracking skill, especially with athlete's defense.
Wasn't it Stokes that game for Georgia where he had two pick sixes in the same game?
I don't remember. He's got elite speed. Definitely has that.
Yeah, but you go to 2022 and you got Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, Christian Watson, Sean Ryan, Romeo Doubs, Zach Tom, Kingsley Ingabar, Rashid Walker. I mean, that's pretty stacked.
Yeah.
Production wise for us.
Last year I think they nailed it with the two with Wooten and Carl Brooks.
Yep.
Them guys really contributed, and along with Wicks. And then the undrafted guys from last year's class, who was it, Melton? Or did they sign him from?
I think he was on someone's practice squad.
Melton, was he? Okay, I like that Malik Heath, too.
Yeah.
He's a big body wide receiver.
Small. Yeah. I also like, Anders Carlson.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to get rid of him. But you compare his rookie year to Crosby's rookie year, and he had a better kicking percentage, and people wanted to get rid of Crosby too.
I wanted to get rid of Crosby 10 years ago when he missed 5 field goals in 1 game against Detroit.
Yeah.
They gave Crosby way too long of a leash, in my opinion. But, I mean, he did shrug it off. A lot of it at the end, the fault, it wasn't his fault. The special teams were just horrendous.
Right.
I mean, Crosby's last year, where they have like 5 or 6 blocked field goals and extra points.
Yeah.
They put Tyler Lancaster at a block on the edge. Come on.
Yeah. You put a defensive tackle or a nose guard on the edge to block somebody. And that's high school stuff, you know?
Yeah. They just ran right by him.
You go through, I have a list here of like Packer first round picks from all the way back to 1982. And it's a pretty solid list of players that have contributed one way or the other. Most recent ones that Darnell Savage dropped at pick 6 against the Niners, which really,
that
could have been a game changer right there.
That I miss Nick Collins. We haven't had a good safety since Nick Collins went down.
Yeah.
Like, we were spoiled, man, from when the time we were kids. We went from Leroy Butler to Darren Sharper to Nick Collins. So we had all-pro safeties every year for, like, 20 years straight.
Yeah.
And then now it's just been crap.
Well, yeah, and then you bring in a 24-year-old that's, like I've said, he hasn't hit the prime of his career yet. He's 24 years old. He's had 9 picks, 1 pick 6, and the Giants just give up on him. They don't even probably attempt to get him. What do you think?
I don't know if they gave up on him, but I don't think that. I think we have his college coach, one of his college position coaches is on the halfway staff. I think that made a difference, and he wanted to play for a ring. Well, they didn't tag him, so he went. Green Bay offered him a hell of a contract, too.
Yeah, and so, he likes Jordan Love. He wanted to come play with, I mean, you think of Rodgers saying people come to Green Bay to play with me.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
who are you, are you going to play with Daniel Jones or Jordan Love? I mean,
yeah. And Jair Alexander. I mean, it's, you have a leader in Kenny Clark on the line. You have a leader in the secondary in Jair. You have a leader in the safety and McKinney. I mean, that defense is going to be a lot different looking than what we saw last year. I have a big feeling.
Well, it's not going to be passive, sit back and soft zone. He said they're going to play press man and they're going to attack.
Yeah.
The last time Green Bay played press man and attacked consistently was 2010, and we won the Super Bowl with the number 2 overall defense.
Yeah. And we also went in as the wild card. And we just play with our backs against the wall, and that sometimes that's the best football you get out of people is when they're desperate. I can think back to when Tremont picked off in the end zone against the Eagles, when he had that pick 6 against the Falcons. It was just Sam Shields against the Bears. He had interceptions to seal the game, and Charles Woodson. It's just ultimately defense wins championships, and we know what our offense can do. Our defense, you know, gave up too much last year up the middle.
Let's put it this way. In 96 and 2010, Green Bay had top 5 defenses, and they won the Super Bowl both years.
Yep.
The year after that, they decided to spend money on nothing but offense, and they never get back.
Yeah.
It happened in 90. They went back in 97, but right after that, Reggie White retired. They threw $100 million at Brett Favre, and they spent money on offense. They never stocked the defense until Ted Thompson got there, and they signed Woodson and Jolly and Pickett and drafted Hawk and Bishop. I mean, that 2010 team is probably my favorite Packer defense that I can remember.
Yeah.
I want to get back to that.
Yeah, just a cutthroat defense. Just, you know, attack the ball, attack the person with the ball, get that quarterback, make them make dumb decisions.
Oh, I just got an alert. Atlanta traded up to Arizona's pick.
What number are they on?
35.
So we got, what, six more?
Yep.
Have you ever met a player in real life?
I've met quite a few. I met Brett Favre a few times. In the early 2000s, I lived in Green Bay over by NWTC, and I hung out with a lot of kids. My buddy Dan Morrow, his backyard kind of was like right next to Brett Favre's, and he used to talk to us in the back, like when he was on his tractor and stuff.
Okay.
And then I met Ed West. I don't know if you remember him. He was a tight end. I met him at Red Lobster when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I met Chuck Cecil. Chuck Cecil was awesome, number 26.
Yeah. Yep. He's famous for the bloody nose.
Bloody nose all the time. He'd break his own nose. Yep. I met KD Williams a few times. That was about it, though. I haven't met any of the new guys.
Yeah. I remember when I first moved up here, my wife and I went to, was it Olive Garden? One of those restaurants over there by Lambeau, and Dom Capers was in there having, no, it was Red Lobster because they had the lobsters in the tanks there. And we were sitting waiting to get our number called or whatever, and there's elevated seating behind us, and I had my daughter in my arms and holding her, you know, and he goes, oh, you have a cute kid there. So Dom Capers, and I don't think I've really met – my kids have met Charles Woodson. They met him – my wife took my kids to festival in De Pere, because that's where I live, when he was launching his Intercept Wines in De Pere, and they got me six signed bottles of his wine.
Oh, that's awesome. But
they took a picture with them, and I couldn't be there because I was somewhere else getting some stitches taken out of my back. And my wife surprised me, actually. I didn't think she's going to go. And all of a sudden, I just get down to the doctor's office. I look at my phone, and I had a picture message. And I look at this, my kids all with and my wife with the picture with Charles. That was pretty cool.
Nice. So,
nice guy. Yeah. I mean, you see him driving around. I saw Goody the other day driving in a roundabout. I had to yield to him.
I seen that post on Twitter.
I was going to the indoor soccer place for a soccer meeting for coaches or whatever, and I saw him over in that area. And you just, when you see the personalized plates, you know it's them. I've seen Mark Murphy out. I've seen Ted Thompson. You know, 5-10 years ago, I saw him out. It's just, they're everywhere. It's just.
I'd have to say Ron Wolf was probably the most, I did meet him too. He lived over by NWTC and by Oneida Golf and Riding Club, that big country club they got back there.
Yeah.
He lived right back in there.
I think I met Sherm Lewis too. I lived down in Madison, and my wife is from De Pere, and I was doing work up here, and we went to, it used to be called like Kabooms,
where I remember,
yeah, like four bars in one. And we were sitting there, and there's this guy sitting next to me. I look over and he just has this huge ring on. I'm like trying to put a name to him, and he's talking to me and everything. I'm like, a couple days after, I'm like, that was Sherm Lewis. But they just try to blend in up here, you know, and try to live a normal life.
Yeah, they liked a lot of them like it up here. Like Bryce Pop, I think, still lives here. He was coaching at Southwest High School. last time.
Chris Jackie lives up here too.
Yeah, my aunt's ex-boyfriend used to own Samsa Hardwood Floors, and he put Chris Jackie's floors in.
Yeah.
I had like 10 autographed cards of Chris Jackie when I was a kid.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Who is your favorite free agent pickup?
Of all time or recently?
Of all time.
Reggie White has to be. Yeah. But I would give us a 1A Reggie White, 1B Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
Those two were both, they changed the trajectory of the franchise on defense. Both of those guys were like franchise changing additions.
Oh yeah, they're huge, huge names, you know. Reggie White, for sure. And then when Woodson came to Green Bay, I was just so stoked. Remember my wife, I was still living down in Madison. She was living in, going to school like in Neenah or Menasha. And we'd come up. I was so excited, like a little kid in a candy store when they used to practice at the Ray Nitschke out along there, along Oneida or whatever it is.
Yeah.
With the camera taking pictures of everybody and, you know, Aaron Rodgers and, you know, that's when they had Vince Young as a backup. And
oh, yeah. Vince Young.
Yeah. Who do you think they're going to draft second? I think they're going to go defense tonight, like with pick 41.
I haven't seen who's available yet, but I think they could take that Edger and Cooper. Cooper DeGene, obviously, he's probably the every Packer fan's most wanted player this year.
Not me.
But I think they could go – I think they're going defense next two picks, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think they got a – I think Jenkins from Michigan at 58. And then at 41, I think they're taking a DB.
So pick 33, the Bills took Keon Coleman.
Wide receiver.
Yep. The Chargers drafted Ladd McConkey, receiver out of Georgia. The Falcons drafted rookie Orhoro, D tackle out of Clemson. And then Washington on the clock. So
we're getting closer. And all the all them big names are still there.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I
really want Cole Bishop. I'm not going to lie to you.
You can go back and play my other podcast. I don't want Cooper. I think he's going to be Josh Jackson 2.0. We don't want that in Green Bay.
I think Josh Jackson would have been fine had they stuck him at safety and let him play safety. But they kept trying to put him at corner. And they were trying to play him a man. He was his own corner at Iowa. He didn't have very good – I mean, he had good ball skills, but he didn't have man coverage skills to save his life.
Yeah.
Cooper DeGene can kind of do it all, but if you're – I don't know if he fits because we got McKinney.
Right.
If we didn't sign McKinney, Cooper would have been a good pick because he could play center field.
What do you think about Newbin out of Minnesota?
I don't like his athletic testing was horrible.
Was it?
His RAS score is like under 5. I don't think Goots ever drafted a guy that low.
Yeah.
I think, they could go, depending who's available at 41, I wouldn't mind Kool-Aid because he can play outside.
Well, they got Cooper still available. He's the number one top. They got Jerzon Newton out of Illinois. Then it goes.
I like him too.
Yeah. He wrecked Wisconsin.
He reminds me of Aaron Donald. He's short, quick, like kind of like Mike Daniels even.
And he packs a punch.
Yeah.
For sure. Adonai Mitchell. Rick Straw. Weren't you talking about – I saw Moxer, the Packers drafted him. They got Braden Fisk. You know, Cooper's still out there. Colson.
Is – Edgerrin Cooper still there?
Yep, Edgerrin Cooper.
I wouldn't be disappointed today if they landed Edgerrin Cooper and Colson from Michigan. That would round out the linebacking core of Quay Walker, with Edger and Cooper and then Colson at the mic, that would be tough.
What do you think of Kamari Lassiter out of Georgia?
I haven't really watched enough film on him. I see the name and I see the Georgia corners, and I'm like, he's probably athletic, but is he a product of that loaded defense?
Right. And, but the way I look at it, though, with a lot of these players, you think of like what conference and what type of competition they played against. You know, you think of like Georgia, Alabama's, the Clemson's, the Tennessee's, the, you know, the Texas, and I don't know. That's just how I guess I look at it sometimes. Like Cooper, who his competition versus Cooley's competition. You know, does your competition make you better?
I'd have to watch the film again with Cooper to Gene against Ohio State to see how he held up against Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
That would be it.
They got Cole Bishop as a 20th best available right now.
He had like almost a perfect 10 RAS score.
So, damn it. The Commanders took Newton.
Eh.
Oh, well. But yeah, well, do you have anything else you wanna say, or where can people find you at on Twitter? Is it at Big Mac 920?
Yeah, at Big Mac 920 on Twitter. I just want to say thank you. This was fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Doing this,
I'll have to definitely keep you in mind for future. It's very notable. Appreciate it, and you taking the time out of your night to join me and my little guy over here, my fifth grader.
If your podcast blows up, I could be like AJ Hawk and just sit in the background.
For sure. With a big old cigar in your mouth. And, yeah. Well, no, it's just fun to go on and talk and just meet new people and talk football, you know, something that we both have a passion for. And some people talk about, you know, like mental health and other stuff and life and other sports. That's fine. I'm adaptable to whatever people want to talk about. So,
oh, this was definitely fun. I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Me.
Yeah, I will definitely, you know, I'll probably be in touch in about a month or so if you see if you want to come back on and just keep.
I'm game.
Kind of keep on going, you know.
And if you want to do a meetup, we can do family night.
Yeah.
I usually bring my youngest two to it every year, so.
Okay. Well, I'll have to, because we're both, we'll have to meet up sometime at Lambeau for sure, whether it's family night or whether it's just to talk football or just do whatever, you know, tour the Hall of Fame, you know, whatever. Just I could tour a Hall of Fame every day and not get bored of it. You know, they've made so many changes there, and just Lambeau is just a historic place. All the greats that have walked through there and been there, and the memories that have happened. And
I haven't been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame yet, but I think the Packer Hall of Fame probably is probably more impressive.
Yeah. Idea. Yeah, well, the Packers Hall of Fame is like, what, two levels? They got the
it's definitely a shrine, man.
What's cool is when you're going down the escalators and you look, at least last time I was there, you had the different jersey changes throughout the years going along the edge of the wall. When I had my wedding rehearsal dinner, it was back when there was Curly's Pub at Lambeau.
Oh, yeah.
Where we had it, and we all took the stadium tour. It was at night. And when you walked out the Packers tunnel, it was dark out, and somebody pulled a fire alarm. There wasn't anybody, or maybe just tripped or whatever, but it was nobody in my wedding party or anything. And all the press boxes, the strobe lights are going, and they're going back. And it was like the wave of strobe lights, and it was so cool to see, like, just all the flashing going around the field. And
yeah,
but, yeah, definitely Lambeau definitely is a very, very cool place to go to.
It's definitely a stadium you want to go see if you're a football fan. You don't even have to be a Packer fan.
Right.
It's the history of Lambeau Field.
Yeah. Well, listen, I have most of May. If anything pops up in May, I'll get a hold of you. I'm waiting to get back to soccer schedules to see what times the games are so I can schedule accordingly at nighttime. I won't be able to do it during the day because I'll be running my kids' places. But
well, I'm pretty busy with work during the day, so yeah, unless it's on a Saturday or something.
Yeah, but I'll definitely be in touch around June with you.
Okay.
Sound good, buddy?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Later.
Later.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.